Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation by calling 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. That's RealMSCLEO. You can also stop by and like us on Facebook, Conversations with Cleo. Small business creativity and community with a generous complement of spirituality. Now go on, go grab you something to drink, cup of coffee or tea, and come on back so we can start the conversation. Hello, my dears. It is Monday, April the 29th, 2013. I hope this finds all of you doing well, ready to start the week off. I know I am, and say, Miss Cleo, how come you're so ready? Boy, you're well ready, Miss Cleo. I'm ready because I had a most superlative weekend. What a blast. You know, sometimes you just have to live. You just have to take the time. Say, Miss Cleo, you've been on this just live rant now for about 2 months. Well, that seems to be the consistency of the lesson, my dears. So today, it's an all food, all the time, celebration of food, family, friends, good laughter, good jokes, good stories. And that's how we're going to start out this Monday. Today, I'm most excited. You all know last week's Small Business of the Week is PS561, the food truck. It is Hot Dog Evolution. I cannot wait. Aaron, the owner, will be joining us today around 2:45 to talk about the creation of PS561, where he got these great names for these great dogs, the idea. Also, Lake Worthian, like myself, so I'll be interested to see how long Aaron has been in the area and what his feedback and vibe is on Lake Worth, and then where he thinks this whole food truck revolution might be moving towards. So I think that's going to be an absolutely delicious, no pun intended, delicious conversation with Aaron today. We're also going to talk at the top of the show when we come back from break right quick. We're going to talk about Saturn. Were you all hip? Did anybody see the ringed planet? It was on its closest approach to Earth on the 28th, and you would have been best able to see it in the wee dark hours of the morning and far away from city lights and those types of things, especially with the moon still being quite bright. So we'll take a little bit of time and just chat about that. And then we're going to get right into what myself, my partner, my best friend, my manager, Elsie, and his partner, what we did on Sunday and what a fabulous little gym we found. We went in search of something else and then we found something better. I love it when it works out like that. So you all go on and grab yourself a cup of coffee. Go get that Diet Coke, that Real Coke, whatever kind of 7-Up, whatever you drink. Grab it, come back, and tune in. It is going to be a most delicious afternoon. And if you haven't eaten anything, I'd grab yourself some crackers because it's really not going to make up for it, but at least it'll give you something to look forward to. We'll be back in 2 shakes. Bedner's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 U.S. 441, Boynton Beach, Florida, 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website, www.bedners.com. At the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometimes. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there
Full
is no
Moon
heaven,
Madness,
no
my second spoken word CD featuring the track entitled What If? Download your copy today at cdbaby.com. That's www.cdbaby.com/CD/Cleo22. Or download it at iTunes or even at Amazon.com, and we're coming soon to Bandcamp. Full Moon Madness, an orgy of rhythm, rhyme, and emotion. Can you handle it?
Treasure map to the answers we so intensely seek. What if we are all aliens, hybrids of Venusians, Martians, and Jupiterians, the offspring of a planetary union? What if Earth...
Have a special event coming up, like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends. Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154, or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook, or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell them Cleo sends her love.
All right, my dears, we are back. And I love the segue. I did Live Limo for all of you out there that are getting ready to go to prom, that are planning your weddings, and you are in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Palm Beach area. No worries. Live Limo will come to you wherever you are at. So make sure you give them a shout out, you give them a call. Remember, there is a 10% discount on your first booking. So by all means, make sure you tell Carlos and Nadla I said hello. And one other push here, don't forget to follow my friend on Creole Love One, at Creole Love One on Twitter. If you follow her, put in your hashtag CWC for Conversations with Cleo, and you are automatically entered into a raffle to receive one of the two newest fragrances from Creole Love products. It is Paradise, and for the Jacques collection, for all of those delicious, wonderful men out there, it is also called Chance. So by all means, visit her at CreoleLoveProducts.com. Also, like I said, follow her on Twitter at CreoleLove1. Put in the hashtag CWC and you will be automatically entered into the raffle. The raffle will end on May the 10th. All right. Again, one of the great segues from the Live Limo commercial, and I'm sure that some of you heard the news possibly this weekend, that in Wilcox County, Georgia, which is a long ways up the street from me here in South Florida, but in 2013, the high school in Wilcox County actually celebrated their first. Do you hear me? Read my lips. Listen to me closely, no matter where you are on this planet. Celebrated its first integrated prom. That meant no matter the color of their skin, if they were boyfriend and girlfriend, they were allowed to attend together. If they were just best buds, or BB, what do they call them, BBFs, our best friends for forever, they were allowed to hang out and celebrate a most wonderful time in life that is a part of the tradition, which is American histrionics, American social history, the prom. And these young people, finally, after all this time, in this county for years, clearly they have had segregated proms. And there, these young people came together. Young people, hear me, man? Are you listening to me, Congress? Are you listening to me, Senate? Hello? Came together and made a change. We didn't see no shutdown. We didn't see no fire hose. We didn't see nobody swinging a whole bunch of signs. They came at it with a different approach, and they achieved
what they set out to do. And let me tell you something, I am so happy for them. There is no reason to beat a dead horse as to why it took so fucking long for this to happen. But I celebrate the fact that it happened. And so I wish all of you that attended the Wilcox County Senior Prom in Georgia, I wish you a most wonderful summer. And for those moving on to college, I wish you a most delicious life. I certainly think you have the star stuff that it takes to navigate this journey brilliantly and brightly. So enough respect to all of the seniors and juniors, as well as the administration of Wilcox County High School. Bravo. I tell you, man, it really gives me a goosebump, you know, because these are things that sometimes some of us sit back and we say, we don't know why it took so long. We can debate that if you so choose, but why would we? Why would we debate that issue? Because the dynamic of how long it took is no longer important because the change has occurred. And sometimes I think people want to get caught up in the debating of the minutiae. And once again, who cares to debate that? Let's look forward. Let's live on. Let's live forward. It's really so very exciting, you know? And for those of you, 28th was last night. I was absolutely exhausted because I could not go outside and look upon the rings of Saturn. But there is some amazing footage out there. And for those of you who remember when Stevie Wonder came out with his double LP back in the day, Songs in the Key of Life, there was a bonus 45. And some of you are listening to me and say, 45? What the hell is Miss Cleo talking about? 45, is that a gun? No. Bonus 45, small vinyl. And it was a bonus 45 called Saturn. And from that point forward, I figured that Stevie Wonder was not from this planet because he wrote about Saturn. That one of the lyrics goes, I'm going back to Saturn where the trees all grow. Something about orange snow on Saturn. People live to be 205. You know, it was just this wonderful vibration that he communicated. And then from that point, I said, Stevie Wonder, he's not from this planet. He must be from Saturn. And Saturn is always the planet of lessons and reflective vibration so that we can better navigate the way that we move through this vibration known as Earth. Now, before we get too close to call-in time for Aaron and PS561, and it looks like he's already on the line, we'll be with you in just a quick second, Aaron. I did want to go ahead and give out some amazing love to a few people. Love out to SoulSister_101 on Twitter. Thank you so much for the support and buying the CD Star. And thank you for that brilliant review. There's been a couple of reviews out there. You all are bringing tears to my eyes. And I so, so appreciate the love. They've been popping up everywhere. And some of them I can tell who they're from. There's also somebody out there called Lady P who left an amazing review. So all of you, from the bottom of my heart, I'm just overwhelmed. I'm so glad that you are enjoying the project. I'm so glad that it causes you to feel what I was feeling and that I appreciate you taking that full moon madness ride with me. Yeah? How wonderful is all of that. Always love out and a happy belated birthday to my brethren at Poetic Designs, PD Radio. I so hope you had a delicious one, darling. It was a most wonderful vibration this weekend. And so mad ups and keep it rocking and rolling. I also have to send out a happy birthday belated to one of my dearest friends on the planet, and that is Andy Rucker. Andy was my makeup artist for years. It kept me looking fabulous while I was on TV some time ago, and is also the mother to a number of my godchildren as well. And again, one of the dearest friends that I know, and I'm so grateful and so fortunate that she loves me. And mad love out to EJ Baby, always. From the time we connect, there has been nothing but mad love and support, and so I appreciate you. And also, I already did that one. Okay, I don't want to be redundant. All righty then, I think that we, and also some mad love out to in South Florida. I love working with these people. We are all about supporting the businesses, small, local, sustainable, right here in the South Florida area, and it is such a joy. So we're going to take one more quick pause for the cause, and when we will come back, we will have Erin from PS561 on the air. I'm sweating because I already want to know where I can go get a hot doggy. So give me two shakes, and we'll be right back. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. All righty, we are back, and I believe that we have Erin on the line from PS561. Erin, are you there?
Yes, hi, Miss Cleo.
How are you, darling?
I'm great. How are you?
I am fabulous. Let me just go ahead and put my hands together and tell you, I love the idea. I think that your fair is phenomenal. People have been asking me, though, and they've been hitting me up on Twitter saying, what is PS561? So that's going to be my first question out the cart there.
Well, PS561 is an idea that my wife Stephanie and I came up with a couple of years ago when we decided to make the jump and start working for ourselves and purchase a food truck. And PS stands for public school. And I was originally from New York, and I grew up in Massachusetts, but I feel a connection to New York and all the schools, as you know,
right, are
PS, whatever street number they're on, because there are just too many schools in the city to name them after a prominent a person. So a PS that starts off low, you know, in lower Manhattan, it would be PS 27, PS 35, and then up in the Bronx, PS 205, PS 210. And mm-hmm. So here in Palm Beach, this is 561, so we went with PS 561 as the name for the truck.
I love that. I kind of was up on the public schools, but I thought I could be wrong. I couldn't get out the 561. I think that is brilliant. Now, Erin, you are a Lake Worthian as well. Do you live and reside in Lake Worth?
Yes, ma'am.
I love that. Well, you know, I'm over on off of Palm Way, between 4th and 7th. I'll leave it like that. Otherwise, I'll have a line at my front door. but I walk over, and when I walk my dog in the morning, we walk past Lakeside right there. I love to go to the Green Market right over there across the bridge. Love Bryant Park.
Yes, absolutely.
So, now, at one point, I know that you used to also post up at one of the nightclubs over here on Federal, right, at the Speakeasy. Did you do a little? Was that you or that was a different truck?
That was us, yeah. We used to have a trailer, which was a very small investment to uh-huh. start the business. We had a small trailer, and that's how we got our start, and we used to park and do the late night. Believe it or not, the busiest times would be between 2 and 4 a.m., when
wow.
the bar lets out. And we would do right. some decent business late night. Obviously, the late night is it's not ideal for me. I'm actually more of a morning person. It was a challenge for me to stay up and do business that late. Plus, right. if you're doing business that late, it excludes you from doing any events or anything the next day. But we did get our start in the area, definitely, and made a name for ourselves. Serving late night because it's just the perfect thing after a night of partying and drinking. It's just the best street food you could ever imagine. It's just what you want after a night out.
No, absolutely. Now, I am a bit of a foodie, Erin, and I got to tell you, Aziz, my partner, on a couple of times, my stepson, who's 46, I don't want to... when he was down here, we went out to Wellington, and he saw your truck and beelined for it. And he said, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to go over there and get a hot dog. You know, and there's like 20 trucks there. You know, I said, okay. He
yep.
went over, he got the hot dog. I said, boy, that looks good. And then, you know, you get this thing, you get that thing. We had the grandchildren and everything. So so we brought a friend out a couple of weeks ago. And I said, you know, I kept saying to my partner, I'm going to go try the truck that Scotty tried. I said, I really want a hot dog. And
yep.
we went over with a friend, and oh, my goodness. My partner is a vegetarian, so she got the smart dog, but I love that you all did that. Although my partner said she could do without the smart dog, just put it in the bun. Because
Absolutely.
That bun is ridiculous. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But the hot dog,
well,
I like a good hot dog. So now with these ideas for the toppings, now you and your wife, when did you all make the choice to say, we're going to work for ourselves, and what did that look like, Aaron?
Well, you know, I was in the restaurant business for many, many years, and I reached a point where I was a little bit burnt out. I had never cooked professionally. I'd never worked in a kitchen before. I'd done a little bit of training in the restaurants, but I knew I wanted to branch out, and I'd always been fascinated with the food truck movement and how it sort of spread its humble beginnings in, you know, Southern California, and slowly but surely has worked its way east. To our area, and
mm-hmm.
I knew that's what I wanted to get into, but I also knew that I didn't want to get in over my head. And we knew
right.
You have to pick something that you love, and that you know, and that you can do better than anybody else. And something so simple as the hot dog worked out perfectly for us, because we make them. It's a unique preparation, and the bread is made just for us at Old School Bakery in Delray. Which is fantastic. We get the hot dogs are soubrette hot dogs, New York's finest, top quality, all beef hot dog, and then we load them up with a very eclectic and unique toppings. That we put together things that we like to eat. You know, we are my wife is more sweet, and I am more savory when it comes to our food choices, and so you'll see a lot of our choices and our combinations on these gourmet hot dogs. Are kind of a melding of the savory and the sweet, which is just the best of both worlds. And that's our favorite way to go.
I'm telling you, I told you, I did on the show Friday, I had the flat. Oh, my gosh. All right, what is that?
I have to correct you. Yeah.
Oh, the F-cat. That's my bad. The
when
F-cat, it's bacon, sweet coleslaw, jalapenos, and the barbecue sauce. Oh, my God.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to marry. I want to have a long-term relationship with the hot dog.
Yeah.
I've gotten to 2 subsequent food truck events only to realize that you weren't there, and I know how to check. I just kept hoping that I was wrong.
Yep.
But there's my partner had the one with the Reuben dog. She fell in love with that. Now, what the 561 sauce, is that something you and your wife designed together?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's our signature sauce. Our signature dog is the Dougie Fresh, and that's named after, obviously, old school, the human beatbox, the old school rapper, Dougie Fresh.
I remember.
And we, you know, why I called it the Dougie Fresh is there's really no reason. We were doing an event a couple years ago. It's called the Graffiti Expo, and there was all sorts of fantastic graffiti art, local artists putting it out there, and I had come up with that dog on that day. I'd made the sauce, which is just a very simple but delicious cilantro-based sauce, and I teamed it with the onion and the bacon and the cheese, and I debuted it at the Graffiti Expo. So the whole theme of the concept and of the food truck is kind of old school bus, old school house, old New York City, old school hot dog cart, and it all kind of tied in. And Dougie Fresh is just kind of, he popped into my head at that moment.
I've got one of the top DJs out of Manhattan who just tweeted me and said that she's loving listening to the show when you mentioned that.
That
she's coming to us from Brooklyn, so she's tuned in and happy to hear about it.
You'll always hear old school hip hop is really the only way I can work. everybody that works in a kitchen has their own music that they listen to while they're turning it out, and that's really all I ever hear or listen to on the truck, and that's kind of how the theme is kind of come full circle, and it's just really fun.
I am loving that. I hope you all of my old school hip hop lovers out there, I hope you're listening to Aaron. He said he'll be getting down in the kitchen to some old school hip hop. That's why them dogs are so banging, man. I'm telling you. That is so wonderful. That is so wonderful. Now, you said you had been in the restaurant business for a while. Was this choice to do something yourself more about wanting to be self-sustaining, Aaron, or was it in response to what was going on with the economy a number of years ago? What was that ultimate change? Because I like to share with my listeners, meaning because I love to focus on small business, and sometimes we just have to hear that one inspiring piece of information or anecdote that actually will gird people into doing something very courageous and very exciting, like what you and your wife are doing.
I think it's a combination of those things, and we've talked about this. I think people in our age group, we're in our early 30s. I'm like you. I'm not gonna put too much information out there. We're in our early 30s, but seriously, our generation, you know, is mid 20s to mid 30s or whatever mm-hmm. that generation is, whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. We're more entrepreneurial thinking, I think, in the way we approach things, because as a factor of the economy and how things have gone for the last few years, and how we've kind of taken taken the reins on some things, and said we really can't rely on anybody anymore. And I had always worked for a corporate a restaurant, which I see the economy's not getting any better. And I'd reached a point, you know, in my career where, you know, there wasn't much further that I could take it. I've been a huge fan of street foods all over the world. I love casual eating, you know, and that the best meal can come from just a very humble source, and I've always been fascinated by that, and that's really obviously the economy wasn't getting any better, and we decided to kind of branch out and say let's try to make a go of this, and it was a very small investment, and it has blossomed into a growing business, and we're so thankful.
I love that. You know, and so, you know, again, I want to touch back on something that I say here all the time, Aaron, and this is a business owner out there who did this, you all, and it is a budding, burgeoning, wonderful business for him and his family, but we cannot look to someone else anymore to fix this. And if the 20-somethings to the 30-somethings, if that's the way you all are thinking, I say fabulous. I celebrate it. Because there is no more looking up into anyone's face. It has to come back to community. It has to come back to word of mouth. It has to come back to our own genius, our own creativity, to get out there and then to cultivate it together. You understand? And so this is when I realized you were from Lake Worth. And I thought, oh my goodness, there is no way I can't have this food truck on my show, because that's what we do here. We celebrate all of the small businesses in our area. We are all about the Tri-County area. It's a little bit difficult for us to get down Miami way, but if we can celebrate it in Palm Beach County, Jupiter, because we have links all the way up to Jupiter in South Florida, you know? And so we really want to get you guys out there and to put our money where our mouth is, because this is a collective effort. You understand?
Right.
And you know, the model, and I think that's what you all understand in your age group, the model for advertising and marketing and all of this has completely changed. It's completely different. It's all about as hard as you want to work, that's what you will achieve. And so I think it's amazing. So you guys say you started out with a trailer, and now you have a different kind of truck now. You have like an old ice cream, reconditioned ice cream truck?
Yeah, somewhat. It's a step van. It's a classic. It's a 1986. It's a classic. They call it a step van. It's a classic food truck. It looks like a small UPS or FedEx truck.
And it's bright yellow. I love it.
It is bright
yellow.
Yellow
is one of my
yeah,
yellow is one of my favorite colors. So let me ask you, Arian, did you find your replacement cashier? We were following you on Twitter, and we retweeted it for you to see if any. I offered to take the job. My schedule won't allow it.
Well, no, you call me anytime. You can show up on the fly, and I'll put you in there. I can always.
You know what? That would be so much fun to come, and you come to PS561, and there I am taking your order.
I would be honored, and I would love to have you come onto the truck. Just call me anytime, and that's the beauty of we use all the social networking and the Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, all of the platforms. To get the word out on our location and big events and small events and anything that we're doing.
Excellent.
Please use us.
We will celebrate you. We will tell people where you're at. We will pass on the word because it is my greatest joy. Since I am a foodie, I love street food as much as I do high-end food. And you can get an amazing meal. I agree with you 1,000%. On a very well-crafted food truck, as well.
Absolutely.
As if not better than in a 4-star, you know, dining restaurant where somebody is waiting on you with, you know, tablecloth. I wanted to just ask you to let us know where you might be this week or next week, if there's anywhere out there that we can come see you.
Absolutely. We do a food truck event. It's called a Food Truck Connection.
Mm-hmm.
You can find Food Truck Connection. Holds an event in Boynton Beach on Federal Highway just south of Gateway, and it's called Oyer Park. It's right on the Intercoastal. It's a beautiful waterfront location, and Food Truck Connection hosts 20 to 25 food trucks every Wednesday night at that location. Also, we do that will be PS561 will be our next appearance, and also. On Friday night, also in Boynton, with the CRA there, we do an event once a month or so. They have a concert series and a free movie series. That's another great community event. It's a free event, and we cater that once a month. So we'll be at it's on Ocean Ave, just east of Seacrest, if any of you're familiar with the area. And
on
Friday
night.
I absolutely am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Food Truck Invasion is the other one. So you have in South Florida, there's a couple of organizers of several food truck events. So you have Food Truck Connection and Food Truck Invasion, and also Gourmet Truck Expo, if anybody's really keeping track. And these are all great resources to find your favorite truck and see where we'll be serving next.
Excellent. We try and keep up with Food Truck Invasion, GTE, and we just got hip to the Food Truck Connection in Boynton Beach. I have a dear friend who ran for city commission there. And
yes.
So we are always in Boynton, giving mad love to Boynton Beach. So I know Wednesday evening I will be out at the Boynton Beach Food Truck Connection so I can get my PS561 hot dog. I got to tell you, I'm making a beeline right there. Now, for me personally. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't wait to see you.
I can't wait to see you either. Arian, thank you so much. We know how busy you are. Much love to your wife. Brilliant idea. Much continued success. And we'll see you at the next food truck event, all right?
Thank you so much, Ms. Cleo. Thanks for having me on.
Have a grand day, darling. Delicious.
All right, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. All right, my dears. We're going to take a quick pause for the cost, and we will be right back. Let's talk about some Ozo. Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo2, for keeping the planet in mind. Passion for Paws, a nonprofit with a new approach.
They believe in assisting disabled, elderly, or family members in financial crisis to keep their canine family members within the home. Passion for Paws truly understands that our dogs are members of the family, and no one should ever have to make the difficult choice to let their canine family member go because of an unforeseen event or crisis. Ava Rhodes, Executive Director at Passion for Paws, is looking for volunteers, foster home, vet care services, and sponsors of pet food drives. She is a gentle and committed spirit with a passion for paws. You can visit her at www.passionforpaws.info. You will find all of the pertinent information, and there you can donate your time or your money. Once again, we thank you, and the dogs and canines that I know personally, thank you as well. All right, my dears, we are back. Boy, I'm telling you, for a Monday, I am already hungry. I got to wait till Wednesday to have a PS561 hot dog, but don't you worry. It's all good, and I will be happy to wait good and well. All right, check it out. We are going to talk about, I've been talking to you all about living in the moment, celebrating your family, getting together with people who genuinely care for you, people who genuinely love you. And that's what we did this weekend. Well, this weekend was amazing, given the last couple of weeks, given the last couple of months that my family and myself have experienced with the changing of dimensions for my family members, my dear, dear brother, and my dear, dear sister-in-law, Tara and Deb. So it was time. It was time to relax a bit. It was time to just kind of let your hair down a little bit. So I hung out with my best friend on Friday evening, and my partner went and enjoyed her beautiful, beautiful family down south for a bit. We kind of went in different directions and then came back together for a very peaceful Saturday, hopped up to the Green Market, got a few empanadas from the abuelita, and then came back and just really tried to relax just a bit. You know, I went out a little bit later to sit by the water because sometimes it's so tranquil to my soul, and I was still kind of moving through all of the emotion of everything, kind of putting things away, you know, emotionally. I had done some cleansing and cleaning out of things. I had gotten rid of things that had old energy attached to them. Sometimes we don't realize how we hold on to those things. You know, I taught you all about energy DNA, and trust me, it really can scramble a very peaceful energy if you've got some still frenetic energy attached to things or something that is tangible. And so we had planned like a week or two prior with my best friend, the one I call Dog, and D-A-W-G. And so we had planned, my partner and said, we are going up to Port Salerno to a place called Finn's. Now, my partner and I stumbled onto this place about 3 years ago, and we were just driving out and about and decided we want to stop and have some food. It looked like a cool spot. We stumbled into it. The vibration was delicious. The food was sublime. And they had this wicked, wicked, wicked reggae band playing there. And so I was so excited and so tickled. And my partner and I made it up there one other time. We get busy sometimes. And so we had said to my best friend, I said, we're going to take you to go to this place called Finn's. Well, and then we decided that we were going to call my manager and his partner, and we were all going to hook up there. They live a little bit closer north. And we said, what are you all doing on Sunday? Come, we all go together. And we all love a good brunch, and we all like good food and a good view. So it's right there on the water. Well, my boss, you all know I call him boss. We were on the phone Friday finalizing the arrangements, only to find out that Finn's had closed. And the place that had replaced it was not as well received
according to the reviews. So we took a quick cursory look around on the internet, gotta love W Times 3, and we found Wahoo's River House. You say, well, Wahoo, now that's a fish. Let me share some education, because my best friend, she's a fisherman, so is my partner. Me, not so much, but I'll sit there and I'll cook the fish, but me not necessarily want to catch the fish, you know. So they have been talking for the last couple of weeks about wahoo. Wahoo is a fish, which is also served in sashimi style as well, from what I understand, as well as in sushi. So it's a very well-liked fish, and a white fish, and delicate, if I recall. So, of course, that made sense. The website at Wahoo's, which the website is WAHOOSSTUART.com. That's Wahoo Stewart. Okay, don't ask me to say it twice. Lord Jesus. Wahoo Stewart. WAHOOSSTUART.com. Rastafari, you go to this website. The website alone is most welcoming. The website is fun, and moreover than anything, you all know how I enjoy a website that is easy to navigate. So we made plans and we said, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go to Wahoo's. We're going to go and we're going to have ourselves a good time. It looks like a great spot. Let's go and enjoy ourselves. And so we looked at the menu quickly and found out that they do a fabulous Sunday brunch. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and just tickle your palate just for a moment before I really get into how crazy wicked the whole Sunday was. We get there about 11:30, 11:45, I don't know, because it was an interesting arrival. We couldn't quite figure out where we wanted to sit, but of course my partner is always right, so we just kind of followed her around. She wanted to get the right spot. You're right there on the water. There's nothing interrupting your view. Their Sunday brunch is from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. And they have your own do-it-yourself Bloody Mary bar, Rastafari. They have the mixes. They have the vegetable juices. They have hot and savory sauces. They have shrimp, bacon, pepperoncini, salami, and cheese skewers, assorted pickles, olives, vegetables, fruits, spices and seasonings, and of course, just a little bit of vodka. And you get to go and make your own, your very, very own Bloody Mary. Now, I will tell you, they have a fabulous brunch special menu. Now, there were some different ones when we arrived, and so it is subject to change. There was one that is a custard French toast with a pecan and banana kind of happening all over it. My best friend got that, said it was divine. I had the chicken and waffles, naramp, delicious. A couple of friends had the tacos, and my partner and my manager and his partner all had what they call street tacos. And they all, my partner had one with shrimp and sriracha, and my manager had one with fish, and then his partner had one with pulled pork. And so my best friend and I had brunch, and they had lunch, and oh my goodness, they had $5 rum runners, they had $5 painkillers, they even had a drink, and the Bloody Mary, $5, you know? But the drink I think I like the best, although the painkiller was wicked. And from what I hear from the rum runners, they were nice too. But the one that I loved, it was called the Grateful Dead. And it's a zombie with some kind of other fabulous mix that this bar manager, who just was sublime. I want everybody put their hands together for Mark, the bar manager at Wahoo's. Woohoo! We love us some Mark. Mark, long before he had it put two and two together as to who I was, and I love that when people don't know who I am, because I look old now, you know? Teeth are, I need to go get me some nice implants or something, you know? Needed to tighten it up. Don't worry, we ain't having no facelift. No, not like that. If anything we get fixed, it's going to be the teeth. And we're not even going to use no hair dye, because that's just the way it rolls.
But we were sitting there. He was charming, an amazing sense of humor. He was very earnest with his descriptions of each and every dish that we asked him about. And that's when you have a sign of a good restaurant. I don't care if it is high-end fare or it is beach fare. When you can talk to an individual who can talk to you about the food that you will be eating and the food that they will be delivering to your table, that is the sign of a good restaurant. You understand? Because they want the people who are engaging with you to really be able to ask you and you to be able to respond like you have some sensibilities, like you actually know what is going on. So before I go any further, I have to give mad props to Mark, our bar manager, who took care of us. I don't know. We got there about 11:45, and I don't think we left until 6 p.m. maybe. That's when we actually walked out of the joint at 6 p.m. So it was an all-day embracing, and we had a great little corner section of the bar. The bar is comfortable. The seats are comfortable, perfect height. There's a little step up so you can rest your foot. Beautiful windows, windows everywhere. Windows, 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 windows. So you can see these fabulous yachts, of course, that, you know, we're not riding on. But this wonderful water view. There's a little pathway along there. It's tucked away so amazingly. So you can see one of the bridges going over. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful view. Also, Arika, the assistant manager, she's delightful. From what I understand, Arika is responsible for this delicious, website where everything there is put together in such an easy way. The pictures are very descriptive. I'm gonna go over a few. I'm looking at the pictures of the food, and I want to go drive for 45 minutes so I can go have some more. So, Miss Cleo, you really have issues. Next time when I go back, you know, I'm going to try them Kang fritters. Kang fritters are a difficult thing to master. I do know that the Jimmy D's Macho Nachos off the heezy. Tricolor corn chips. We ordered a plate of those. Well, we were there so long, you know. And we were drinking, and you want to make sure that you eat while you're drinking, my dears. Everybody needs to be responsible and safe. They also have Prince Edward Island mussels, chicken fingers, chicken wings, fireworks, shrimp. I have a nice smoked fish dip. They have Marlin crab balls. Now, I wasn't really aware until Mark educated me that crabs had balls. Now, I want to tell you how funny this cat was as I spin the microphone. This guy was so funny, and then my partner said, well, I didn't know that crabs had balls. She said, I've never seen one. So he went to the back. Would you like to see them? He went to the back somewhere, and he brought back out two capers. And he said, there you go. That's what crab balls look like. So, I mean, but they have this dish, which is a blend of colossal crab, fresh herbs, spices and a hint of cheddar cheese, hand-breaded and flash-fried, and they call them Marlin crab balls. Now, they do actually have, though, a lump Marlin crab sandwich, and let me tell you something, looked amazing. My best friend brought one home for her dinner last night. I also have dolphin sandwich, turkey sandwich, pulled pork sandwich, turkey in the slab, cheeseburger, barbecue burger, grilled chicken sandwich, Florida crab salad. Let me tell you something. They had it all. And these are the street tacos that I told you that my partner and my manager and his partner done. They have the fish tacos, which was blackened mahi, which looked beautiful. And they don't use lettuce in the tacos. They use a cabbage. So very nice. Many of the sauces were wonderful. Typically, they use a flour tortilla. However, with the pulled pork, it was a crispy corn tortilla instead with caramelized onion, cabbage, and salsa roja. So it was very, very, a baby back ribs. So when we go back, we're also going to try any number of these other dynamics because I have to tell you, the food was off the heezy. Now, the dessert menu. Now, you all know how I love a happy ending to a meal, right? Let me tell you something. Let me just break it down for you.
My best friend got the passion fruit and mango cheesecake. I'm not big on passion fruit, and I like mango in a savory things, but I don't care for mango as a dessert. You understand? Let me tell you something. I took a spoonful of this cheesecake, and I thought I was going to... It was over. It was absolutely done. Brilliantly put together. Let me tell you something. Prime yumminess. And then myself personally, I had the flourless chocolate tart. Gluten-free. Uh-oh. When I tell you that with a little scoop of vanilla ice cream on the side, this was the nicest thing I had done for myself in the last 3 months. And I've made a few flourless chocolate cakes, but nothing like this. And I know that the boss man out there, he is tweeting around pictures of these desserts. Trust me, they taste better than they look. Did you hear me? They taste better than they look. Because I know they look good. Because I was sitting there when them I take the pictures. Now, when I go back, I'm going to have to try the salted caramel cream cake. Don't even know what that's about, but it sounds wicked. Want to also try the rustic apple galette. Galette. I love that as well. And then they also have the nerve to have something called a piña colada cake. If it's anything like the painkiller, which is a piña colada with real coconut cream in it, trust me, brethren, there is not anything in this restaurant that I feel that you would get that you would not like. I am going to be going back regular and often, and I can already make a prediction in my head. What will be the small business of the week this week? I think it begins with a W. Wahoos, Rastafari, Wahoos, I lick it up, rub it down. Oh no! I look here on the Sundays, there are plenty of delicious live entertainment. There was a gentleman performing on Sunday night by the name of Greg Jackson. This cat is OG from the way back here, my man. Him have on him three-piece suit. Him have on him Stacey Adams. And last night, boy, in between sets, him have to change out him shoes, you know, because him getting ready for broke down, him getting ready for do a little dancing, and him have on him shoes that have that crushed velvet to it. You hear me, man? This man sang some Larry Graham, One in a Million. He sang some Al Green, Let's Stay Together. This man broke it down and was singing the Temptations as I was walking out of the building. When I tell you, me get up there, you know, me get up there and me shake it out a little bit, and then me broke it down a little bit, and then my partner, I mean, and you know, here is the thing, all of these wonderful people in this vibration, they all come. There was a woman there who was 90 years old, and she was there with a friend of hers who was much younger. And she saw a man out there dancing, and she pointed at him and said, I want to dance with him. And do you know, this young man came over and danced with this 90-year-old woman, and she was happy sitting there sipping on her nice little refreshing glass of white wine. Trust me, my dears, that's going to be me at 95. Not going to be sipping no wine, still going to be sipping my Ray and Nephew or my Babanku. Trust this. But I got to tell you, it gave us all goosebumps. We got up there, we danced in a circle. It was wonderful. My partner got a little bit concerned at one point in time. One woman was getting a little bit too close, and she's funny when that happens. Rastafari, so we. And those of you who were there, because I know my boss is laughing because he was front and center for that. But we had a blast. We had just the best time. And I have to tell you, I don't know the last time I had such an amazing event. Now, when you all go there, trust me, there is a set of rules, you know, for Wahoos. And I love these. I made a point, as I'm going to tell you, and they call it stuff you need to know. And we're going to go ahead and break down what the stuff you need to know and see if I can do that in about the next 3 minutes, because I'm working on a time frame. Stuff you need to know, and this is on the back of the menu at Wahoos, right? It says, notice, Wahoos River House is not politically correct. Gotta love it, and it's very true, which makes for a lot of fun. The no list,
No checks left overnight, no vulgar language, and absolutely no whining. Can't stand the whining. Substitutions. If you order something that's not on the menu and we make it for you, we will charge you whatever damn price we want and you'll thank us for it. If you are not sure what a certain menu item is, then don't order it. We hate complainers. Also, be advised that if you ask us stupid questions, we will be forced to mock you mercilessly. I laugh because we had so much fun. Take out orders, just phone them in and pick them up. Sorry, we don't deliver. Beer and wine are not available for takeout. Happy hour. Happy hour is for happy people. Only if you are rude, mean, disgruntled, disruptive, or just not happy, we reserve the right to charge you full price. Love it. Seafood. Fish have bones and scales. Shellfish have shells and sand. Here at Wahoo's River House, we try our best to make sure we remove these pesky nuances. Oh, I must say nuisances. Nuisances. However, you may just gently place them on the side of your plate if one slips by us. Tip or die, an 18% gratuity may be added to your check if you are a party of six or more, or if for any other reason you appear to be particularly cheap. Our idiot policy, I love a place with an idiot policy, you know. Our idiot policy, we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone, especially if we think that you are a great big jerk. We strive to keep Wahoo's River House an official idiot-free zone. So if in our opinion you are indeed an idiot, we will be sure to tell you right before we throw you out. Gotta love it when they come straight. You understand? Come in 100 at Wahoo's. Don't drink and drive. Appreciate the message. If you think that you've had a little bit too much fun, please don't hesitate to ask. We will gladly call you a taxi. We care about our friends and our patrons. I appreciate that, you know. The Wahoo's River House Guarantee. If you are not served within 5 minutes, then you will be served within 10 minutes or 15. Don't get a knot in your knickers. Just relax and enjoy the atmosphere. And let me tell you something, my dears. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. And our food was brought to us. When I tell you I have zero complaints and I have nothing but stellar praise for this establishment, that's what I can tell you. Great little tiki bar outside. The entertainment happened outside. The place is enormous and with such a wonderful vibration. You just cannot imagine. Little bit tweaky to find. Their actual address is 915 Northwest Flagler. If you use your GPS, you might wind up in the water. So make sure you stop somewhere if you don't know, because it's in the cut, in the corner, in the back, nestled. Wonderful. You may even see the building but don't know how to get to it. Don't worry. Give them a phone call. They'll direct you in. And here is the last thing. Don't steal stuff you need to know. We will be happy to provide you with a copy so you can remember your enjoyable visit. Or you can certainly visit them on the website. I didn't steal a copy and I didn't ask for one, but we certainly went right to the website and was able to read the whole of it to you. Again, these people, the general manager or the manager there, Tanya. Tanya ain't no joke, man. Don't go in there expecting to act a fool, because Tanya will be the one that'll kick you out. She says she have size 8 shoes, and you should see my girl in the ramp. Good-looking woman, you know, and she work out. She had some guns. I wouldn't ramp with her, and she's about 6 inches shorter than I am. But she was serious, most gracious. I love professionalism. I love sincerity. I love a vibration where you can enter and you know that you will be respected. You will have a good time. The humor was bar none. Each and every server that came over, we took a few pictures because I got to give it to Mark. Mark put it together in about a half beat once he saw my credit card and he started to say something and he said, "Oh, wow." He said, "So is that Cleo, like Miss Cleo?" I said, "Do you know her?" He said, "Not personally." I said, "Well, don't say anything bad about her because you know her now." So that was wonderful. That was after the first round of the drinks. So just to let you know that it didn't matter who I was, Mark stepped up to the plate and was willing to take care of all five of us, as squirrely and silly as we were, gave us mad love. The staff there, the individuals, and to the chefs, I adore each and every one of you. The line cook, the sous chef, and the chef du jour and all of the specialties that move about the Wahoo River House. We are quickly running out of time, but guess what? We are going to invite the owner of Wahoo's River House onto the show, and then if we can really make it happen, we're going to try and take the show up to Wahoo's on a Sunday brunch and bring the party to you all. My dears, thank you so much for joining me this Monday. Have a great time. Remember, 50% of the people aren't going to love you, so we're going to spend all our time and all our energy on the 50% to do. And one more time, thank you so much, one and all, Tanya, Erica, and Mark, and the rest of the crew at Wahoo River House for the best Sunday I've had in about 10 years. Thank you so much for dropping by today to join the conversation. I hope that you took away something new, and I hope that you go and share it with somebody close to you. You have been listening to Conversations with Cleo, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every week, live at 2:30 p.m. Be a part of the economic evolution. Visit me at conversationswithcleo.com.